and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we're two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish. In today's episode, we dive into the various challenges of moving to a new country in the 1980s, for both our parents as well as for us as small children. This was pre-internet, pre-cell phones, and the era of expensive long-distance calling plans. It was a pretty bold move. Let's listen in.
Konnichiwa, Lost Japan koto Lost in Japanglish のポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちが、まぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で、日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。今日のエピソードでは、ネットも携帯もなく、国際電話が異常に高かった80年代に、日本からアメリカに渡った親の話をします。小さかった私たちや、その私たちを抱えて海を渡った両親が直面した様々な困難について語ります。今考えると、実に大胆な挑戦だったのです。それでは、早速エピソードを覗いてみましょう。
Reminds me of this funny saying, though, that there, I remember hearing where it's like, you know, like when you're 20, you know, you care too much about what other people think.
When
you're 40, you know, you finally get to that place where you're like, screw it, I don't care what other people think. You know, and then when you're 80, you realize nobody cared anyways the whole time.
だよね。いやいや、面白いね、それね。そういうセイングがあるんだ。
Yeah, there's some, like, it's like an internet meme, I'm sure that I've seen. But I think it's so true. It's like, I think we worry so much about what other people think when it's like, really, like, most people aren't even thinking about you because they're so worried about themselves.
Yeah. あの、よく言われるけど、日本の女性なんか特にやっぱ周りを気にするっていうのがちょっとこう、行き過ぎちゃってる時があるから、あの、it's like,I'm so opposite in that sense now. 日本の年齢の social pressure みたいな強いじゃん。いくつになったらこう、いくつになったらこうみたいな、もう全然気にしないからさ。でもそれが young age からも気にしないから、I think it, even with like weight, overweight and stuff, or getting into colleges or into a certain company みたいなのとか、もうそういうのも全然気にしないみたいな、自分のペースでやりますみたいな。
Like in the States, I feel like that.Idea is more accepted and more embraced and more encouraged.
So,
I think it's a little tougher in the Japanese culture to hold that kind of mindset, you know, because there's just a lot more pressure to conform and be appropriate. Whatever that is. Well, and I think if it were to happen today, I wonder if things would be different. Because I feel like at the time, too, it's like, yeah, we were young. But also, like, our parents weren't the type of parents who, like, talked to us about the difficulties of transition and, you know, being accepted and how to handle the emotions. And I think that's a generational thing of, like, that was the style of parenting, too. Like, you know, and maybe it's partly because of Japanese parents and...That just doesn't seem like a common thing to be like, oh, are you struggling with, you know?
だよね。
Yeah, and so like, you know, we were kind of on our, I've always felt like we were on our own to figure it out.
まさにそうだったよ。そのきっと親の世代的に、その確かにその子供とさ、悩みを話し合おうみたいな世代じゃないっていうのが一つだし。But...And also, I think our parents were already adults when they experienced this.
Yeah, and so, I think they were just self-involved in some ways, just trying to deal with their own stuff, right?
そう。大人としてのトランジションを一生懸命やってて、ちっちゃい子を抱えてさ、生きるだけでも大変で、きっとお父さんもお母さんも必死だったっていうのがあるだろうからさ、そんな余裕ないよ、悩み聞いてるみたいな。
I'm sure. Because I can't imagine, right, in the 80s, when there was no internet, there weren't even really computers, right? They didn't have computers. And moving to a country where you barely speak the language, if at all, like, my mother really didn't, you know.
うちも同じ。
With little children? Like, I can't imagine doing that. You know, where traveling was so expensive that it was barely affordable and
そうそう
we could barely afford to call Japan,
you
know?
そうそうそうそうそう。
よくやったなと思うよね。
よくやったと思うよね。Like, I, every year, or as I get older, I have more respect for my parents and your parents as well. いや、よく頑張ってくれたなっていう感じするよね。
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that...I would have been able to have done that at the age of like 30, you know, back with only those resources. Like now, there's so many resources and it's so easy to go anywhere. I feel like the amount of courage and adaptability required is so, it's so different.
Different. もう全然違うと思うよね。本当このインターネット革命でさ、全然違ったから、それがなかった時代なんてね、もう。考えられないね、今となったら。だいぶスポイルされてきちゃってるからね。
Oh, absolutely. Well, because, okay, so like next year, our plan is to go to Italy. Like, John wants to go to Italy, so...
Oh my gosh!
So we're like, oh, okay, great. Yay! So I'm like, let me download the Italian Duolingo app so I can practice the words. And then I, like, ordered some of the books at the library, and then I queued up, you know, like, the Italy travel shows on Amazon Prime. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I can do that in a snap. and I'm just going on vacation.
そうだよ。
You know, but that's none of those resources are available, right? I mean, in terms of back then, for them to come to the States and, you know, live here and stuff.
Yeah, 本当だよね。でも、その代わり、やっぱそれだけ大変だったから、なんつんだろう。思いが強いよね。その記憶も強いし、mm-hmm. その思い出もすごい強いっていうか、だからヤコもどっか行った旅行でさ、ちゃちゃちゃって調べてさ、ああこんなにあるわいわいわいってわーって帰ってきたってさ、ちょっと出す結構忘れてることもたくさんあるけどさ、昔の人はもっとこう一生懸命調べてさ、一生懸命資料を揃えて、やっとお金集めていって、ってやってるからさ、もうそれだけ思い出が大きいような気がするよね。Mm-hmm. なんか、
yeah, there's so much more effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true. I think that that's a absolutely a valid point. I mean, I know like initially when we had come to the States, it was intended to be a relatively shorter stay of like three years. But I think at that point, they were like, やっと慣れてきたのに、
そうだよね、
今帰るともったいないっていう感じがあって、they ended up staying a little bit longer, and then a little bit longer, and then it was like, I think they got to a point where they're like, yeah, Machan Chichan would never get into a high school in Japan. もうやばい。
そんなことはないと思うよ。ヤコだって入れたんだから。But it was tough. Like,
oh, I can only imagine.
And my dad always said, 日本に帰るんだったらそれなりの準備をしとかなきゃいけないっていうのを言っててさ。Mm-hmm. Like, he had like a prep talk before we came back.
Oh, really?
For school.
Yeah.
If I speak my mind too much, that I will get more, maybe not bullied, but 目立ってしまって。
That's not a good thing.
そういうこともあるかもしれないみたいな話は確かにあったし。It's like, it's gonna be very different みたいなことは言ってたんだよね。はい。And そうそうだ。そういうのも、あと受験まあ、その大学受験は言ってたんだけど、they really never warned me about 高校受験。So I didn't know that I had to take a test in order to get into high school.、This was like very sudden information for me, which I had not been prepared.
Because I feel like that was when, like in 中学校に入ってから、it was like 中2、中3ぐらいになって、everybody was like,we're moving back to Japan because everyone wanted to get back there and Jikenmenkyo to get into the right high school so then they can get into the right college, right?
Oh like, my gosh.
I think that was when like there was a lot of transition and a lot of this like, it's now or never, you know?
はいはいはいはい、なるほどね。
And I think my parents were like, okay, Mata and Chichan have much better chance of having better education if they were here in the States. And that's when they actually did look for more permanent residency. Because they were like, we would have been in bad shape because we were so far behind on our education.
Well, 確かにね、さ、そういうあったんだね。じゃあちーちゃんのおじさんとおばさんもそういう時期的に、ああもうこれはこっちにいた方が。
I think it was because we were so far behind. Like we were just so like, I think if we had kept up our education in a more, in a better fashion where we could have applied to the high schools in Japan, it might have been more of a conversational piece. But I think they were just like, no, there's no way.
I mean, I don't think.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか？ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。